very much. I have followed the conversations very closely, and I must commend the working group for this very, very apt theme that we're discussing today. One thing that comes to the fore, which I'd like to raise, and I hope that in our deliberations we look more extensively at it, is that Africa and the African continent, which predominantly houses the Black race, must begin to look inward. It is imperative that we begin to look inward and ensure that our dreams and the empowerment of the Black race is bespoke and internally done. Why do I say this? That empowerment must come from within. If our bargaining power is to be better, and if we are to converse with the outside world from a place of, albeit equality. Africa has been at the lower ebb of the receiving hand. Africa has continued to receive from a beggarly status. And these are some of the things that clearly lead to the issues we have against, when we talk about racial discrimination, when we talk about the fact that members of the Black race are looked down on. I have always pushed for Afro-capitalism, which clearly is a proponent of the fact that Africa has what it takes to grow, build, and recreate itself in a way where we can now begin to converse with the outside world from a place of equality and from a place of superiority in terms of what we know and what we create. I must commend the working group, and it's imperative that as we continue to speak to the issues, we push not just private sector practitioners who are building businesses and entrepreneurs who are promoting entrepreneurial and startup growth in the African continent, but also the leadership of the African continent to begin to create measures that provide economic empowerment for the people that they rule and govern. We still have a migration issue. We still have, I listened to the chairperson, Ms. Reynolds, speak. And one of the things that she pointed out, which struck very closely to me, is the imbalance and disproportionate nature of visas for people of the Black race, especially for those of us in the African continent. You literally have to submit up to your birth certificates most times before you get simple visas. And predominantly because you're Black, predominantly because you come from a continent that is seen as not equal. And so conversations like this are important. And I do hope that between now and the next 5 days, we'll begin to look and push for measures where the African economies are equipped to produce what is enough to enable entrepreneurial growth, to enable economic advancement from within, and reduce the dependence on empowerment. So what you have is a beggarly approach where we lift our hands and whatever is dropped, whatever crumbs that fall to the table, Africa is glad to take, Africa is glad to rely on. We must begin to shift